The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Of imagination, creativity, indoctrination, even maybe, depending on how you view some of those who are trying to make it in America. John Cremins is here, the award-winning host of so many great hours over so many years of the fun stuff at HSN and QVC, that sort of thing. Because it can be fun if you have a sense of humor, right? You got to play with it a little bit.
Absolutely. Sometimes you have to, whether you want to or not.
You ever get confronted by somebody? Akos Jankura is normally here. What is he selling today? What is he doing?
Actually, he is in Canada freezing his tuchus off.
I'm in New England freezing my tuchus off.
Yeah, well, I woke up to 48 degrees this morning. Ooh. It's probably going to be a balmy 65 down here, so yeah. It's not too bad.
Is it
sun's
cold
out,
front.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, 65 is nice. It'll be 45 here, maybe 50 today, and up near 60 tomorrow, but it chilled out really over the weekend a lot in the rainy, windy, holiday.
That's cold enough to get milkshakes.
Well,
out of your cows.
I was last night, just before dark, I was on my tractor mowing some hay, and I wanted to get it done because we have 3 or 4 days of decent weather here, and yeah. The wind, I was just frozen. Oof. Anyway.
I remember those days.
Man. Ah, yes. Yeah. Minnesota. I'm a good place to be from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where John's from, is Minnesota.
No doubt.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. So we have another week of inventions, My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. John and I will meet later on today an inventor named Ralph Gibson, who has a, I always look at some of these things because I don't get the description of them. I wonder, RX Wrangler. What the heck? RX. FX means fix. RX is usually a nurse or something.
It has to do with, like, you know, all the pills that you take.
Of course, you have all the
vitamins and nutrients and all the other, well, every pill that you can, for every malady known to man.
Yeah.
Some people, if you look at their medical, the medicine cabinet, they've got just a ton of drugs everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, this actually helps to organize it, to set it out right so that it's all kind of properly done.
Yep.
So he came up with it's a case.
Oh.
That he puts it in.
We'll ask him how different it is from all those. Meredith has a Monday through Friday thing for all of her supplements, so we'll see what's different about this from that, because there are a lot of those things around. It has to be different in order to get traction. You'll be able to vote texting thumbs up or thumbs down for this invention. Okay, so last week, the winner for the week was the guy with a power plunger, huh?
Yeah, that's what it ended up just by a couple percent, though.
Right, yeah, but he was good. That was a good.
Yeah, we had a couple good inventions last week.
Right. We'll have Dream Big America on Friday with, I think, a couple, if not three, of our winners on My Cool Inventions vying for the first slot in the November challenge, which will net somebody. We do have the winner, though. The October winner was, though, I know this is a sore spot because she didn't show up, so I'm not talking about her.
Yeah,
all right. Meanwhile, but it's the power of people in the social media, and that's what I say to all of you who want to go to My Cool Inventions and submit an idea for consideration, or to dreambigamerica.us for an idea for consideration to be featured on the program. You get three tries sometimes. Some people have as many as three exposures on the air for their product, and it lasts conversationally maybe 10 minutes, depends how good you are, 12 minutes conversation about what you're doing. We give you a chance to pitch it, and then we'll tell you whether we think the pitch was effective or not, what you can do to improve it. That's part of the service here. But if it's a really good idea, we'll probably give you ideas on where to go on the next step. If you're wanting that kind of help, then you should go to mycoolinventions.com or to dreambigamerica.us to see if we can help you make your dream come true.
Absolutely.
There are lots and lots and lots and lots of dreams and ideas. Look at, where would we be without guys like Richard Branson, for example, who's not really an inventor per se, but he's an entrepreneur who has done so well. Here's a guy who has a high school education, who was he started in a little town called Kidlington, which is just outside of Oxford, not far, about 40 miles from London. He was a newspaper in high school, a newspaper delivery boy. And he was delivering specific magazines and newspapers, one of them having to do with the music business. And he would read it, and he was a teenager, so he was fascinated with music, and and he was learning how to write, and he became a writer, and he asked the fellow that edited the this magazine if he could write articles on the music that he thought was of interest. So he did, became very popular as a columnist, and then he got hired by this guy to take over, hired by the guy to write full-time for this magazine. And then the story from there goes that when he was 24, he figured out a way to buy this magazine. It was called Virgin Music. And from that came the Virgin Empire. He developed a label. He got artists. He made millions of dollars. And then he sold out about, he's 63 or 64 now, I believe. I think he sold out 20 years ago and used that money to start various enterprises. And they had nothing to do with his original love for music. We still see the Virgin stores. I mean, he created a vast empire around music. And television shows, all kinds of stuff. He got lots and lots of money. So he used that money to start an airline called Virgin Atlantic, which was London to various cities, Boston, New York, Newark, Washington, and Miami. That's how he started flying from London, special consideration for people. It was a great airline. I liked it a lot. And then he'd expanded to other cities in America. And then from there, it became Virgin Australia, Virgin this, Virgin, you got planes, and you got Virgin Atlantic. So he decided he wanted to be the first guy to do commercial space operations. And now we heard last Friday about the Virgin Galactic spaceship blowing up and what's going on with that. And
that's sad. Because I am a big space guy anyway.
Yeah, me too.
I love space. Yeah, and so does ACOS.
Yeah,
we're big kids because we only live about an hour and a half away from one of the best places to watch space launches ever.
Yeah, but we need more support. Center. But of course, the politicians have screwed that over to a fairly well. One of America's great assets, they've screwed it up, screwed it over, screwed the people over who work there. Don't get me started on this.
Yeah, it's a bad thing over there. But the space launch vehicle, the new system, it's the Orion.
Yeah,
that's going under, and that actually should start testing here soon. So I'll be able to watch launches here from Tampa.
Yeah, you can see them.
When that thing goes off, you can see it all the way across the state. It's
I was
amazing.
Fortunate. The fellow who ran the space shuttle used to listen to me on the radio, and I had gone to the Houston Space Center I was invited. The fellow's name was George Abbey, who ran it, Johnson Space Center. He invited me. I was on the radio there. He said, "Why don't you come and see our facilities, and I'll give you a tour in a day, and we'll do a program from there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera." Well, so anyway, this fellow named Jay Honeycutt, who is the director of the shuttle program at Kennedy, heard the program on WMEL, the station we're on down, and I think even this hour is on MEL in Melbourne.
Yeah, Melbourne,
And so he called the station and said, "How do I get a hold of this guy?" He didn't see anything in Houston. I wanted him to come down here. So he got to me and invited me to come down, and I had the tour at his behest, and he and I actually out of that became very, very good friends. We still are to this day. He is retired, but he ran he was the one who found most of the original astronauts. That was his first job.
Yeah.
And then he put together the programs for the shuttle and was the shuttle director, and then became the director of the Cape Kennedy Space Center for 3 or 4 years. And in that time, more things were done, like there were a bunch of movies and television shows that were shot there. A lot of people got access to it. I was there for 4 launches that happened during the time that I was on the air. And I will tell you something, John, sitting there and watching this, this just as the sun came up one morning. I just was, it's awesome. Yeah.
Well,
it's
I've launched, I think I've seen 8 launches.
Yeah.
3 of those were night launches, which I think are some of the most beautiful things to ever see in your life.
Yes, oh yeah.
I saw the John Glenn launch.
Yeah.
I was there for that. I was on site for that.
Yeah.
And then I was also on, actually on site for the last launch.
Mm-hmm.
To see our last shuttle go into space.
Yeah.
And then actually get the chance to go and take a look at it now sitting inside the Kennedy Space Center. It's amazing.
Right,
it's an unbelievable thing to know that we've actually been able to, they're brilliant minds, people that have made innovation to leave this planet and go up into space and see it from some other direction, which is just cool.
Wow. So that
now,
really,
but now, Doug, talk about all the incredible inventions that have come out of space programs.
No, that's the thing. See, I started by thinking about Branson as an innovator. He's not an inventor, but he enables people to, through his money, to do research, development. He's coming up with a new sort of fuel that is supposed to be much better for the planet. He's come up with lots of innovation, paid for a lot of innovations in air travel, and that's part of what we're encouraging here. People like that who get behind people who come up with some of these ideas that we put on the air, and from the space program, as Richie was suggesting, all kinds of things, Velcro and Tang, things that we use that are now computers that we never would have used, never would have been developed had it not been for the space program. All of the things that have come out by individuals who saw an opportunity and created something out of it, that's the best part of America.
Yeah, it's true.
Really,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You go there. You used to go there. It's mesmerizing. You go into the Kennedy, you just see the rocket garden.
Yeah.
To walk amongst all these rockets and things you used to saw. And then to see the Saturn V.
Great America. It's great America.
Amazing.
It really is.
Amazing. Yep, yep.
All right. So John Cremins and I are discussing inventions, inspiration, what you dream about. Can you be successful following your dreams? Absolutely. We'll show you how that's done later in this hour. It's 18 after on My Cool Invention.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom. A stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is a program that's involving your mind, your imagination, your ability to follow through if you have that in you. My cool inventions radio, John Coleman. Coleman, where did that come from? John Coleman. I know a guy, there's a weather guy in Boston, his name is John Coleman. I don't know, that's the only thing I can think of. I was just looking at the weather. There was Coleman, there's Creamans. Creamans, Coleman. Coleman, Creamans. Got it?
Though I have done weather in the past.
Have you? I'm not surprised to hear that.
The rain in Maine flows gently to the plains.
I'm saying, yes, and that's in Spain as well.
Yeah.
Estee Lauder, a very famous American businesswoman, said, I never dreamed about success. I worked for it. And that's what you have to do. There are miracles all around you. We're just talking about the space program. That is a miracle. Not all of the things, whoever invented Tide, laundry detergent. That, yeah, think about all of everything around you required somebody figuring it out. It didn't just happen.
That's
somebody
true.
Came up with a way of gluing pieces of wood together to make furniture, right? Somebody came up with a way to put three wires together that conduct electricity. Somebody came up with a way to take sand and make it clear so that it became glass. I mean, think about all of these things. They don't just happen. And some of them may be considered miracles, I suppose. And there are things that happen that there don't seem to be any explanation for. Who? I mean, I think glass is amazing. When you consider where it comes from and how it becomes, I mean, think about it. How those chemicals change. Somebody figured out, oftentimes these things happen by accident, somebody figured out in some chemical laboratory that you could alter sand, which is silica, and make glass. Amazing.
Huh? I mean, you look at they had to be like outside of a volcano,
yeah,
or something, some kind of galactic event maybe that happened, like yeah, a meteorite, some extreme temperature, and all of a sudden somebody looking at the ground going, wait a minute.
Or somebody was roasting marshmallows on the beach and the fire got out of control.
Yeah. There you go. And that's probably right, the reason how that's
the sand burned.
Right.
Yeah. The fact that, no, what I think about is that the fact you can plant a seed and it becomes a flower. You can share knowledge with somebody, an idea, and that's what we're all about here. It becomes something that the dreams are made out of. Ideas create businesses, create wealth, create all kinds of success. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to do here. It is not too late for America to still be the seat, if you will, of invention. Look at everybody else. They all still copy us. Right,
I mean, think very much so.
Yeah,
I mean, we are the world's innovators, and that mm-hmm, and that's true of no matter where you go or the new inventions or products that go into the marketplace. A lot of them have their history or their beginnings in the U.S.
Yep. So you have to. Your job here, once you come up with the idea, is to believe in yourself, and that you have sufficient support, if you will. And sometimes we run into a problem with these people who come on. We had somebody last week who was horrible, doesn't have enough work, hasn't really, his judgment wasn't that good when it came to how to promote the product. The product was probably A-OK, but yeah, you know, he had the technology, sort of. But he didn't know how to make it all work. And we're not suggesting you have to come here and be perfect. We want to help you, but you got to have the basic components. That is paying attention and kind of knowing. Most of the time, we vet those people out. Most of the time,
yeah,
you go to mycoolinventions.com or you go to dreambigamerica.us, we get most of that stuff out. Once in a while, somebody slips through the cracks and they come on and they embarrass themselves. And that's what this guy did last week. But you, those of you who can close your eyes and see the invisible, you can, and maybe you see the end result, you don't know how to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, well, sometimes that happens, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's what this show is all about, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying to help people along this process.
Right.
No one's ever really wrong. Mm-mm. It's just that they don't have the right tools.
Like questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. It's the only question that hasn't been asked.
Yep. So you and me at ACOS, we all have our little toolbox.
Yep.
And we're willing to lend out those tools to help these guys and gals.
Let's see if we can help
on their journey.
Ralph Gibson in a few minutes here on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-478-5413. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-478-5413. That's 1-800-478-5413. Call 1-800-478-5413.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Again, 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Enthusiasm and excitement are a byword here on My Cool Inventions. John Creamans, Doug Steffen, without Acosta and Kerr. Sometimes it's good all three of us are together. We can really work these people over. And I don't mean that in a negative sense, but the more the more input you have, the better off you're going to be.
That's true. You're right with that.
So bring us around to understanding what Ralph Gibson is all about, John, will you?
I went to his website, rxwrangler.com. Do you want to check this out a little bit? Ralph has designed a way to kind of organize all of the medicine that we normally kind of either put in a medicine cabinet or throw into drawers and try to figure it all out. And his invention is called the RX Wrangler. You can actually take a look at it. It's on our website at mycoolinventions.com. Click on the vote button, and you'll actually see what it looks like. On his website, he actually has several different types, different colors, different schemes, again, color schemes, so you the way you want to travel or take it with you. But it seems like a good idea on its surface. I'm questioning in my mind the other types of organizational things I've seen for medicine.
I was talking about that earlier. We have a lot of those things around.
Yeah, like the Monday through Friday things you see, or the weekend things that I've taken on trips with me anyway. So let's bring Ralph in here. Let's find out a little bit more about the RX Wrangler. Well, Ralph, welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you with us today, Ralph. When I first saw your invention submitted to our website, I went to it right away because I'm one of those guys that I have to have things kind of organized in my life, and one of those being medicines or actually all my supplements and things that I take every day to keep me going. How did you come up with the RX Wrangler?
Cool. Well, I've been working in the healthcare industry for approximately 15 years now. So, I've worked inside hospitals as well as some of the standalone clinics. And just over those 15 years, seeing individuals come to the physician's offices and generally just having their stuff in a recycled bag, maybe from a local convenience store or a Ziploc bag from home. It's unorganized, et cetera. I just thought that there's got to be a better way to do this. And that was sort of how it all began.
So how did you come up with the idea? I mean, so you saw the problem, and then you set out to devise a solution to that problem. So what were the steps you took to get to where you finally got a finished product called the RX Wrangler?
Right. So, many offices or providers, I'd say, they ask the patients to bring all their medications actually with them. So the idea then was, well, how are we going to actually get the actual pill bottles in an organized fashion? So when I started thinking about what's going to hold them tight and secure, and I also hunt. And one of the things that, for those who hunt out there, the belts that hold, like, the shotgun shells, hold it nice and secure. So if I had something like that would actually hold a pill bottle in place, but would also expand, because as we know, all pill bottles aren't the same size, that would be what I would need. So I just started, sketching some different things out, and then started talking to a patent attorney, and we got it all together.
So we've all seen, and I know Doug and I were talking about this before you got on the show, about, some of the organizational things. You see those Monday through Sunday pill boxes you can buy or some of those things. So this differs greatly from that then, right?
Right. And, some people do, like you say, use those pill boxes. And I think that's great for setting aside your medications that you want to take either in the evening or the next morning. You'll have it all set out.
Yeah.
But if you need to actually travel, then you need to actually have the pill bottles. And one of the reasons why, when an individual would, like, say, go to a clinic, the reason why the provider wants you to actually have the pill bottles is because there are more generics on the market now than ever. And to just come in and have a few green or yellow tablets or just to try and describe them, well, depending on who the generic manufacturer was, it'd be the same pill but a different color. So, one, they want to see the actual pill bottles to see what the medication is. But also, a provider can determine compliance to taking the individual medication by seeing the pill bottle. If he or she should only have a week's worth of therapy left, but there's 2 weeks in the bottle, then we know there's a problem right there as well.
So, you have this made now? Are you able to sell them?
Yeah, I currently have it sold in a couple of independently owned pharmacies, none of the big box stores, but I think we see a good dozen independently owned pharmacies.
How have you financed this, Ralph? How have you gotten to the point where you are right now? Your money, somebody else's money?
I've taken out some loans and done it myself.
Really? Loans with banks? Banks believed in you?
Yeah, I was actually able to get an SBA loan from my bank and family.
Based on this idea?
Yes.
Good for you.
Wow. Good for you. Your pitch has to be strong. That's the only way I can see this happening. So now that you've had it sold, you had people out there that have actually bought it. What were their comments? Did you get any comments back?
Yeah, the feedback's been excellent. Sadly, I think the unfortunate part for me at this point in time has been from a marketing standpoint. I don't have any employees, anybody to really help me do that. So really just getting it out there before the masses has been the downfall, I would say, at this point in time.
Have you done any social marketing, anything like social media, gotten involved that way at all?
Yeah, I did initially, and I've backed off on that a little bit, and I'm not the savviest when it comes to marketing via social media, but that is an avenue that I need to pursue a little bit more.
All right. Well, I'm interested in hearing your pitch on this because, if you were able to get a bank to help you finance this and get to the point where you are now, which I congratulate you on. There are a lot of inventors that don't get that far. I want to hear your pitch. So here's what we're going to do. As you're listening at home right now, whether you're in your car or that you're perhaps there at work and you've got the radio on, here's what you'll do. Once we hear the pitch, you're going to get a chance to vote. You're going to get a chance to decide how well Ralph pitched his invention to you and see if you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You can text to the number on your smartphone, text 22333, and in the text put thumbs up or thumbs down. You can go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, go to the vote page. You'll see a little tab there, vote there, and you can actually vote actively there. Or you can even call us at 1-888-877-0490 and then vote thumbs up or thumbs down. Doug, I want to hear this pitch. I think this is pretty interesting.
Yeah, let's see what he's got up his sleeve or wherever else it may be.
All right, so
you have any idea?
There you go.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Have you had to go to a doctor's office recently or take a loved one to an appointment? One thing you may recall is the request to bring all your medications with you. The problem is there's not a simple yet practical way to transport your medications. If you're using Ziploc or plastic baggies, you're exposing yourself to many risks. The solution is RX Wrangler. The Wrangler is designed specifically to transport your over-the-counter and prescription medications in an organized fashion, saving both you and your provider valuable time. With elastic bands sewn inside the Wrangler at various widths, any size pill bottle will be held securely for transportation and privacy. Whether it's a routine visit to your physician's office or an impromptu stay away from home, you will always be ready with the RX Wrangler. To say goodbye to plastic baggies for a low price of $14.95, available through mycoolgadgets.com or www.rxwrangler.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right. So, Doug, what do you think?
I think that this is polished. I think it's down. I didn't realize that he was someone that is already on My Cool Inventions as far as a product that's available. So that means he's gone the extra step, the extra mile.
He don't think he's done that yet.
Oh, he hasn't done that yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
He did it this morning.
Yeah, oh, you did it this morning. Okay. Yeah, there's no way I could have gotten on in time of the show.
Yeah.
So that'll go in. But basically, I mean, I thought from a pitch perspective, he laid out the problem pretty decently and came up with a solution that I think we can both understand.
Right.
I could actually visualize it. I'm having a hard time even, coming up with anything bad about the pitch. I think, for all intents and purposes, he did everything that we ask of anyone that comes on the show. Give us a problem, give us a solution, ask for your support, and I think he did that too.
The essence of what we have here, finding out the one thing that I would say needs more emphasis, perhaps Ralph is the best way of putting it, underscore it more, the difference between what you're doing now and what else may be out there that people could confuse your product with. We started with that because when John introduced you, he said, okay, there's all of these things. I set up my pills. My girlfriend does the same thing. She puts Monday through Sunday out. So, and I'm not sure, John, correct me if I'm wrong, or if you think I'm wrong, that we have really differentiated this product from that product.
I know. Oh, okay, I got you. I mean, the only way you'd be able to do that is by looking at it, right? On My Cool Inventions. So let's do this, Ralph. I think you're right with that, Doug. Let's describe this a little bit so that somebody, if they were closing their eyes right now, Ralph, what does the RX Wrangler look like?
Okay, the RX Wrangler in dimensions is approximately 8.5 to 9 inches long by 6 inches wide. It has a depth of 2 inches.
Okay. So it's like a rectangular box. Now, is this open and close, or is it got a zipper?
Yeah.
How does it open?
So to open it, it has a zipper. It goes completely around, so it opens up almost like a horseshoe fashion. So this flips over, the top just flips over, open.
Okay, all right.
And then what you'll find is that inside it has a vinyl lining that's padded. So if you had, let's say, medications that made this stay cool or warm or, protected from extreme heat, it'll do that. And across the left side as well as the right side, you'll have an elastic band. They're sewn down at different intervals. So the first one I'm looking at, there's approximately, I'd say, 2 inches between the stitches. and it stretches pretty good. So if you have a steel bottle, small one to medium size, it'll fit underneath there and hold it nice and secure. The next one, from stitch to the next, for the next stitch is going to be approximately 3 inches. So an even bigger bottle will fit. So this particular size right here will hold up to 14 pill bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's closed, you have your privacy as well.
So maybe for this audience, I mean, since they can't see the invention, right? Maybe it's imagining instead of having that drawer or that medicine cabinet filled with all your medicines, now you have a pouch that you could unzip, you open it up, and there, right alongside each other, is all of your pill bottles with all the prescriptions right there, easy to see. You know, something like that maybe. So that just in the mind's eye, then I go, okay, well, that's what you're trying to design. It's not these little Monday through Sunday flip top things. That I have, right? Mm-hmm. This is something that's completely different. And then that way you're kind of making it so that it's not that as much as it's all-encompassing.
Oh, I see. All right, so here's how you vote for Ralph Gibson and the RX Wrangler. Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can dial in your preference at 888-877-0490, or you can vote online at mycoolinventions.com. You have till 12 noon Eastern time to vote for the general. We'll see how it turns out tomorrow. Best of luck, Ralph. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Before we go, I thought, John, I'd call your attention to something that Nestle is doing in Japan, an interesting development. Here's somebody who created a humanoid robot designed to read human emotions, and that's how they're going to sell Nescafe coffee in the machines in Japan. This is a trial. The company has a robot named Pepper, developed by a robotics company in South Africa, make its first appearance in about 20 stores in Japan next month with an aim to have versions of the robot selling Nescafe Gusto and Nescafe Barista blend in 1,000 stores by the end of next year.
I'm just thinking, though, you know, you get some people that even though they're happy, they don't look happy.
Yeah.
Right. So how is it going to tell?
God knows. That's why about some of these things. This robot was designed to read and respond to human emotions by analyzing a speaker's tone of voice and facial clues. So it's a camera in the robot that looks at you, and from that they're going to be able to figure out what emotional impact they must have on you to get you to buy their coffee or the coffee machines that make the coffee. Good God. What an invention that is. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
This Wednesday, crank it up. It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Turk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
An overwhelming majority of Americans fail to eat the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables, and while factors such as cost and convenience may contribute to low consumption, a recent study by the University of California, Davis revealed one simple solution, frozen. Dr. Diane Barrett is with the University of California, Davis.
We evaluated the nutrient content of 8 popular fruits and vegetables, both fresh and frozen. Our results show that the frozen fruits and vegetables are most often nutritionally equal to, and in some cases better than, their fresh counterparts. That's because freezing is simply nature's pause button. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked and frozen at their peak ripeness, which locks in the nutrient value. Frozen produce can play an important role in helping Americans easily add more fruits and vegetables to their diets to meet daily recommendations.
The study was conducted in partnership with the Frozen Food Foundation. For more information, visit frozenfoodfacts.org.
This Wednesday, crank it up. It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. With performances by Blake Shelton, Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Tim McGraw, Dirk Bentley, Lady Annabella. Plus, Ariana Grande teams up with Little Big Town and Miranda Lambert with Meghan Trainor. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards. Live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
A number of major stories, including the capture of Eric Breen and a nurse in Maine who decided to take a bike ride.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping three bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
E-1. The E stands for Election Day, with so many crucial races up for grabs. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Tomorrow is Election Day. It's a midterm election, and new polls are encouraging for Republican Senate candidates. The polls appear to give momentum to Republicans' hopes of picking up 6 seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. In some specific races, in Iowa, Sunday's Des Moines Register poll showed Republican Joni Ernst surging to a 7-point lead, 51-44% over Democrat Bruce Braley. The latest NBC News Marist poll points to growing leads for Republican candidates Mitch McConnell in Kentucky and David Perdue in Georgia. As for predictions, Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus on ABC's This Week said he's optimistic about those Senate races.
I think we have to take the Senate. Yeah, I would be very disappointed.
But Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz begs to differ, saying she doesn't buy the predictions of a Republican tsunami.
In a midterm election like this one, where normally the president's party loses an average of 29 seats, these races are extremely close. And when we keep races close, Democrats win.
Meanwhile, in Connecticut, President Obama was actually out there doing some campaigning yesterday in support of that state's governor, Dan Malloy. The president had to handle some hecklers who interrupted his speech. The protesters were trying to make a point on immigration reform.
Hold on, young lady. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You're a dreamer, and I gave you relief administratively, and we're going to work on the next one. The Republicans are blocking immigration reform. That's one more reason why we need a Democratic Senate.
As the heckling continued, the president remarked, "This is a rowdy crowd today." Now, here's something else.
That's INRIX.com.
It's a new week on Wall Street with stocks starting out in record territory. The Dow up 195 points last Friday to 17,390. NASDAQ climbed 65 points. S&P gained 23. Business at the box office over the weekend. It appears the previous number one, Ouija, was edged out by the debut of this movie.
Think of our newscast as a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut.
I understand.
Jake Gyllenhaal with an expression that looks like he's always about to cry. Nightcrawler pulling in nearly $11 million in its debut weekend. Closing notes, New York City in Manhattan, 104 stories tall. The majestic One World Trade Center is opening today after 13 years. The 1,776-foot skyscraper that cost $3.9 billion to build welcomes its first tenant today, publishing giant Condé Nast. A total of 3,400 staffers are set to occupy floors 20 through 44. Also in New York City yesterday, the New York City Marathon. Over 50,000 participants, the men's and women's winners, both from Kenya, Wilson Kipsang and Mary Kitani. Congratulations to them and to all the rest who laced up those running shoes and gave it a try. And to spectators such as Catherine, who braved the blustery and cold conditions to cheer those runners on.
I think it's wonderful watching them. And to me, this is the best of humanity. Everybody's out here just to cheer people on and say, hey, let's keep doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's just great.
And finally, the In Case You Missed It department, a trip back to last Friday to the city by the bay, the huge celebration in honor of the World Series champion San Francisco Giants. Weather conditions? Chilly, rainy, but that didn't stop an estimated crowd of about 2 million to line up and down Market Street for the festivities. I think those fans are still there. The victory parade and celebration featured all those fans, the players, and of course, the mayor of the city of San Francisco, Ed Lee. Anything you'd care to share with us, Mr. Mayor?
Yes!
Yes?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, we did it!
Thank you very much, Mayor Ed Lee. I'm David Weiss.
Yes!
Yes, that's the news that...
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.